Hey, welcome into Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are especially live tonight because tonight is this month's round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. They're just down the road from us, right next to Eastgate. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is their website. Always a lot going on, including summer camp starting up. They've got a tour that just wrapped up, and we'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. It's coming up, is about to come up. We've got three members of the house band, three graduating members of the house band here in the studio today, Libby Miller, Kat Adams, and Connor Sutherland. We're going to hear from them, and it's a special edition of Studio Sessions tonight because we're going to be listening back to some of the highlights from past performances. We've also got David Joseph from the School of Rock Chapel Hill, the owner and general manager here in the studio. We're going to have him on the mic in a little while to talk about what's going on and what's coming up at School of Rock. He's also on the mic right now. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How's
thank
it going?
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
We've got four songs that we're going to play, one highlighting Connor, one highlighting Kat, one highlighting Libby, and we're going to kick off by highlighting another graduating house band member who is not with us here in the studio right now, but has been a major figure in these studio sessions in months past. So, David, you want to set this one up?
Yeah, this one, just first of all, I tried to pick a song for each of these graduating seniors that would help me to, or make me think of them in the future as I hear it again. And the song that I picked for Henry Pfeiffer, one of our graduating vocalists and frontmen, is The Doors Light My Fire.
And this is a re-airing of a highlight from a previous studio sessions. Henry Pfeiffer on vocals. The house band with Light My Fire on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you.
to you. Now we couldn't get much higher.
That is the School of Rock House Band with Henry Pfeiffer on lead vocals. We are playing some of the highlights from past editions of Studio Sessions of School of Rock Chapel Hill in honor of the graduating seniors who are moving on out of the house band. Henry's not with us in the studio today, but we've got Libby Miller, Kat Adams, and Connor Sutherland here with us, and we'll chat with all three of them and play highlights from each one when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 6:16 here on 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck, we are with you in the studio, and we are live tonight with three members of the house band of the School of Rock Chapel Hill. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website, because it is this month's round of studio sessions. Special edition tonight, because we are replaying some of the highlights from some of the graduating members of the School of Rock house band who are moving on to new things. Libby Miller, Kat Adams, and Connor Sutherland here in the studio with us. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
It's great to be
here.
Thank
you for having us.
On what is your last appearance on Studio Sessions, I guess?
Yeah.
This is sad.
Yeah.
I believe it
with
is.
School it's
with
School of Rock.
With School of Rock, yeah. Until you, like, come back for a completely different reason. I'm down with that.
See you soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounded extremely ominous. And I have to assume you meant it that way.
Yes, tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. That's definitely not happening. I'm leaving as soon as this is done. You're going to come back to an empty room. So, all right. So, first of all, like, thoughts about, like, graduating and moving on. What are you, like, where are you, like, personally right now thinking about, like, moving on to the next thing?
Well, change is a scary thing. Mm. And people don't like change. But I've always had the opinion that change is usually for the better.
Yeah.
So, like, things have to change, but over time, you will be glad that they did, because life is very boring if it all stays the same. So, I think hopefully we're moving to an exciting chapter in our lives.
Yeah. I just also have a lot of, like, gratitude and thankfulness for the last couple years. And though they are coming to an end, I feel like I'm taking so many things that I learned with School of Rock with me into the next chapter of my life that it's kind of still, like, sticking with me. And it doesn't really feel like I'm losing anything, because, like, I feel like I'll still be surrounded by, like, all those memories and things I learned throughout the years.
Yeah, and, like, as sad as I am, like, that it's coming to an end soon. This is such a big part of my life. I'm so sad about it. But there's also, like, so many things that I'm so excited for that are starting up in the future. So, you know, it's a change.
We also have so many, like, fun, like, videos and memories to look back on. So, like, anytime I do, like, feel sad or anything, I just look back on it, and it doesn't really, like, it doesn't make me more sad. It makes me just, like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that I get to look back
at
this.
Right,
right. Kind of, like, relive it.
It was really cool that I got to do this in the first place.
What is your favorite, like, single memory?
Oh, boy. That is very hard. I've been at school for, like, 4 years, so you're asking me to comb through so many memories.
Yeah.
Just meeting everyone and learning to open up to certain people. And
met so many cool people.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, the School of Rock, like, with the tours and stuff, since it's a corporation, like, you don't just get to meet people from your own school, which is already, like, such an amazing thing, because there's already so many new people you get to meet. But then when we go on tour, it's, like, the people that you get connected with from different states, they all kind of, like, experience the same thing as you, and then you can kind of relate on that. And I've even made, like, a lot of friends, like, out of state, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah. Pretty cool.
I have to say, memory-wise, I think the best for me was the All-Stars program last year.
Okay.
when I got in. I got to go to Miami. And everyone was really nice. We got to play a couple shows down there. And just seeing how everyone reacted to when we played the song that I got in for. It was very cute, and like they all hyped me up so much. So that's just a really bright spot of my time at School of Rock overall.
Nice. Seems like going on tour and like being able to travel and do stuff and meet people seems to be like the highlight that everyone keeps coming back to.
We kind of build up to that all season. Because all the gigs that we do are very, very cool. And like we do Shikori Music Festival, and we did the Street Fair, and those are all super cool. And then like all of those really cool gigs make us like excited for the one on tour. Mm-hmm. Because at those gigs, there's a lot of like parents, and there are like younger kids that are there and they come see. But then when it's like other people like your own age, like watching you and like sharing that experience together, it's a really like special thing.
Yeah. So what are you moving on to? What's next for you?
Oh, who's going first?
I am going to be a biology major at UNC Greensboro.
Nice.
I want to find some way to still incorporate music into my future. Mm. So I hope that I can figure that out, but for now I'm focusing on I'm gonna have a lot of work to
getting
do
getting through those first bio classes. Yeah.
Good luck.
Libby?
I'll be I guess just working with music for the next year. I haven't really had a set plan of whether or not I'm gonna do college or not, but I do think that's okay and something I'll kind of like feel out over time. But I'll also be working at School of Rock Chapel Hill.
So you're not going anywhere at all, then?
Yeah, so I'm not going anywhere.
What are you going to do at School of Rock?
I'll be an instructor. Connor will also be one, too.
Nice.
So we'll be around, hanging around, teaching.
So you actually will be coming back. That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Taking over when David and Justin are unavailable.
Yeah. Back as instructor.
Yeah.
Flex our authority.
Yeah. How about you? Like, you're coming back as an instructor. What else?
Yeah, coming back as an instructor. I recently finished an album that I'm going to record soon, so maybe I will see you soon
on
this radio show.
Very possible,
I'm just really excited to instruct and, you know, teach kids how to play music, because one of my favorite things is that sometimes at gigs, some younger kids will be watching, and nothing makes me happier than inviting them up on stage and letting them play, like, a cowbell or tambourine and seeing them smile. I just love that part of it.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
I'm excited to be able to teach the future generation.
I'm happy too that we don't have to like leave a place that we've seen for so long, and like also getting this amazing opportunity. Thanks to David for giving us this opportunity. Yeah. And I'm just very excited to be able to still go back to a place that's like so close to home for me. It's like basically like my second home, because I go there so often.
I'll be away, but I want to come back and visit.
Yeah,
for sure.
You totally can
come back and visit.
It's only like 40 minutes down the road. You can come back.
It's not too far.
Or like an hour in traffic.
Some shows.
It's like I have like a suite like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
This is my suite.
Connor drives farther than that every day.
We're here with Connor Sutherland, Libby Miller, Kent Adams. We've also got David Joseph, the owner and general manager of School of Rock. We're playing some of the highlights from past performances of the folks that you're listening to who are in this room with us. And David, want to set up our next one? Who are we gonna hear next?
Are we in order?
We can go in whatever order you want.
Sure, we'll go in order. So, all right. As I said before, I've tried to pick songs that represent in my mind what each of these folks have brought to the table over their time here. And this next one is for Libby. And we all know Libby is a shredder, but she can also have the breadth to do something that is a little less shreddy and more subtle, yet equally as good. And so I picked Do It Again. Yeah.
I like it.
So check it out.
All right. This is Libby Miller taking the lead. Do It Again from the house band of School of Rock Chapel Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Libby Miller there. That is the house band from School of Rock Chapel Hill with Do It Again. We are going to have more from Libby as well as Kat Adams and Connor Sutherland. They're all here in the studio with us, all graduating and moving on from the house band, listening back to some of their highlights from previous studio sessions. David Joseph from School of Rock here in the studio as well. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website. If you want more information about School of Rock, David will have more info about upcoming classes and summer camps and the tour and everything else coming up in just a bit. More music for you, though, too, when we come back on this month's edition of Studio Sessions on Live and Local after this. Really got to get them back to record that as Watch House again. 6:32 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local tonight, especially live because we are back with the house band from School of Rock Chapel Hill. Three members of the house band tonight, Connor Sutherland, Kat Adams, and Libby Miller. They are all graduating and moving on from the house band, so we're celebrating by replaying some of their highlights from past studio sessions of School of Rock Chapel Hill. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website if you want more information about the School of Rock, which is right around the corner from us, right next to Eastgate. A lot of stuff happening all the time, classes and summer camps and more starting up now and throughout the year. Thanks again for being here as we celebrate the three of you and move on. Yeah, of course, totally.
Yahoo, bro. Thank you.
All right. So looking back on the, how many years were you? Have you been in house band? I know it's different for different people.
Oh boy, I've been in like 3 or 4 years.
You said four earlier, so 3 or 4.
4 years at school.
Just house band years.
We'll say four because it sounds better.
That sounds good, yeah.
Just house band, for me, it's been a bit over a year.
Okay, Libby?
It's been two for me.
What is the best, like life or music, what's the best single lesson that you learned in the house band experience?
Us rack our brain.
Well, more superficially, I think my voice has gotten a lot stronger. Mm. But I also think that it's sort of made me become a lot more outgoing than I used to be.
Nice.
Just making friends with everyone in the band. I really appreciate it, and I think it helped me come out of my shell a little bit.
That makes a huge difference. Like, that was theater for me in high school, but same thing. Like, you do something and it helps you come out of your shell. Yeah, yeah. Totally helps.
I definitely agree with Kat on that. And then for me too, like, having so many frequent performances, I guess when I wasn't having as many frequent ones, I've always just been, like, very hard on myself and very picky about, like, what I did. And just, I guess I learned kind of not to worry as much about what people might have heard or, like, maybe how people perceive things, and just kind of more worrying about, okay, like, let me just be proud of something. And that took a lot of, I guess it took a while for me to finally make that realization, but I think it's very healthy to not be super hard. And, like, it's okay to be hard on yourself in some senses, but it just, like, I overly, like, thinking about what people had to say and always thinking about that. So just kind of letting go of that and just trying to stay in the moment, I guess, and enjoy the performance and enjoy actually playing the music and being passionate about it.
Nice. And everyone's so supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Connor?
Mostly just, it kind of taught me that no matter, like, how upset I was or sad I was, that there is still this place where all these lovely people that I met are still there. So, like, even when I felt alone, like, they were still there for me. And not just in a music sense. Like, before I went to School of Rock, I didn't play music with anyone ever. But after School of Rock, I found so many other musicians and people who enjoyed the same music, and that's just a way to start a connection and start talking with them. And I'm just so grateful to have met all the people there, and I seriously hope that I've formed some lifelong connections with those people. And, like, even if not, just the fact that I got to meet them, awesome, has just made me so happy.
So this is going to be a, like, immediately relevant question for the two of you because you're coming back as instructors, but, yeah, like, what's your advice now that you're stepping out to students who are coming in?
Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Just keep having fun, because that's the most important thing when you're playing music. Obviously, you know, practice and all that, but have fun, enjoy what you're doing. Because if you're having fun, it doesn't really matter if you fail. Because you're going to fail. It's just all about getting back up and understanding that, hey, this didn't work out. Let me try again and have fun while trying again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just not putting too much pressure on yourself and comparing yourself to other people. Because I remember when I first joined, you know, like when you see people that are better than you or different like skill levels, comparing yourself and being like, oh, I wish I could do that. But instead of looking at it like, oh, I wish I could do that, you can still look at it in that way and then kind of look up to people like that and be like, I can do that. And I just need to keep and like realizing that things take time and being patient about it and just trying to enjoy like the moment, like I said before, and just kind of not being as hard on yourself. Because I feel like a lot of people I've talked to like have also shared a similar experience and kind of like comparing themselves to other people, which I think is like really normal, but something that like really helped me kind of step into enjoying it more for myself more.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to get a bit more specific with mine, and I'm going to say you can listen to recordings of yourself performing, but don't listen too close.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like,
nobody can really hear it.
If people say
really
you did
focus
good, just
on the
trust
other
them.
People in those recordings. That's the key.
Them.
And also drink water, especially vocalists.
Yeah.
Please.
Good advice. And she says as she picks up, like, your
a giant
don't
Cody
expose
pop.
Me like that.
cherry soda pop. Too.
We're
that's
here
good.
With, that's mostly water with a few added ingredients.
It's basically the same
it's
thing.
Basically water. Yeah, it's a liquid of some kind.
If you squint.
We're here with Kat Adams, Libby Miller, Connor Sutherland, all members of the house band of School of Rock Chapel Hill who are graduating and moving on. We're re-airing some of their highlights from past studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. David Joseph, owner and general manager. What do we got next? Who are we focusing on?
Our next contestant. is Kat Adams, and as I think about Kat, and it's hard not to think about what might be one of Kat's favorite bands, and so I picked the song Na Na Na.
All right, here we go.
My Chemical Romance.
All right, Kat Adams taking the lead, Na Na Na, 97 on the Hill.
The future is bulletproof. The aftermath is secondary. It's time to do it now and do it loud. Killjoys, make some noise.
Everybody wants to change the world, but no one wants to die. Wanna try, wanna try, wanna try, wanna try, wanna try. I'll be a detonator.
With Cat Adams taking the lead, that is Na 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 by the School of Rock House Band. We are here with Cat and Libby Miller and Connor Sutherland playing highlights from their past performances on studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill as we celebrate them as they graduate and move on. We'll be back with one more song, plus David Joseph, owner and general manager, talking about what's ongoing and upcoming at the School of Rock when we come back on Live and Local after this. 6:44 your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local tonight, especially live this evening because it is this month's round of studio sessions with the School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website for more information on them, upcoming shows, summer camp still going on. Ordinarily, we have members of the house band playing live. Tonight, we've got three members of the house band here with us, Libby Miller, Cat Adams, and Connor Sutherland. Instead of playing live, we are re-airing some of their past highlights because they are graduating and moving on to the next thing. Sticking around is David Joseph, who is the owner and general manager of the School of Rock Chapel Hill, celebrating these three, and Henry Pfeiffer, who's not with us in the studio, but also graduating and moving on, who've just been amazing members of the house band every single time they come in and play. It's just been fantastic to have them here this whole last several years in some cases.
Aaron, I'm so proud of these young people, these young adults, and, you know, I'm not going anywhere, so yes, I will be sticking around, as they say.
What is happening at School of Rock?
Well, first, I just wanted to ask you, how did you find your fourth?
I woke up, and there it was.
I was going to say, I found mine between my third and my fifth.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
For the record, I turned on your mics just to hear you groan into them.
I just had my mouth. Was just like.
I've been working on that for a week now. So.
That Jeez. Physically hurt.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't think you are. I don't think you're sorry.
Really a little bit. Real sorry.
You know, part of my job as the owner of the School of Rock Chapel is to drop the dad jokes.
It doesn't have the right, dad right. joke. That's
yes.
part of your title.
Yeah. That's part of the role. yeah, so we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We had our first summer camp last week. It was a pop punk camp, and it was sold out, and we had an amazing show at the end of the week, and I think everybody had a lot of fun. And when we get back from our house band tour, which starts in 2 days and goes through the end of next week, we'll have four camps in a row, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
There are still a few spots left in a couple of those. So
is it like one followed by another, or do they all happen at the same time?
Serially.
Okay.
So one a week for four more weeks,
nice.
Beginning Monday the 17th. And all the information about those camps are on our website, so you can still sign up. We're very excited. We were just recently voted Best of Chapel Hill for summer camps, and so that's why we're talking about camps.
Nice.
We're very proud of that.
That's Chapel Hill Magazine, right?
That is
yeah.
Chapel Hill Magazine,
yep.
And thank you to Chapel Hill for voting for us. As I said, our house band is going on tour starting on Friday, and it is going to be amazing. There's five School of Rock house bands loading up on two charter buses. And the bands that are coming with us include Wake Forest, Wilmington, North Carolina, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Chesapeake, Virginia, in case you weren't sure where Virginia Beach was.
Right, right. Yeah.
And,
are they coming down here so and then meeting you and then you're going north again, or how does that work?
They're starting with their own bus.
Gotcha.
And we're starting with our own bus, picking up Wake Forest, and we're going to converge on Wilmington, and then Wilmington will jump on the bus with the Virginia folks. So we're playing in Wilmington on Friday night, Richmond on Saturday night, Center City, Philadelphia on Sunday,
nice.
Trenton, New Jersey on Monday, Seaside what? Heights on Tuesday. You got a Jersey
I love
there.
How excited you are about New Jersey.
New Jersey.
The only person excited about New Jersey.
My home.
7 years
back.
I spent in Jersey.
Back.
Yeah. I got the nostalgia too. It's cool.
It's not great, but it's
less so for Trenton, but in general
yeah.
for Jersey. Yeah.
Well, it's the Princeton School of Rock, but the venue's in Trenton.
Okay,
so,
that's cool.
You know,
yeah.
It's on the river.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be playing in Wilmington, Delaware. We'll be hanging out at Six Flags America down in Bowie, Maryland. We'll finish the bus part of the tour in Virginia Beach, and then we're going to come right back here. And on Saturday the 15th, we'll be playing our homecoming show at Local 506 from 7 to 10.
Nice.
With Wake Forest and Port Jefferson School of Rock, and that's going to be a blast. So come on out for that. On July 27th is a Thursday, the national level School of Rock All-Stars, the Southeast Regional Tour, is coming through town, and we'll be joining them with a few other house bands to play at the Cat's Cradle back room. And I believe tickets are on sale for that now. You can go to Cat's Cradle and get information about that. And, you know, it's a never-ending parade of musical opportunities at School of Rock Chapel Hill. And so we're taking sign-ups now for all of our fall programs. And we've recently announced our fall performance program themes. And off the top of my head, I'm not going to be able to remember them. So we'll talk about them when we're back here
Sounds
in August.
Good.
But
right.
Go check it out on the website and sign up.
And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more about summer camps, the fall season, and a whole lot more. Catscradle.com is the website for the Cradle if you want tickets to the All-Star Show. Local506.com for information about the house band tour next weekend, Saturday the 15th. We've got time for one more song highlighting, I assume, Connor Sutherland at this point. He's last but not least, right?
Yeah, Connor is the last one who has not had a song dedicated to him yet or by him. Or you've used the phrase moving on several times tonight, and I couldn't help but to pull this one, because honestly, how can I not think of you for the rest of my life whenever I hear this song? After it goes platinum or something. this is the song that Connor wrote as part of last year's All-Stars songwriting program, and it's called Moved On.
Connor Sutherland here with Moved On, part of the house band of School of Rock, Chapel Hill, on 97.9 The Hill.
Now
Original there by Connor Sutherland, Moved On, part of the house band of School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Connor Sutherland, Kat Adams, Libby Miller, thank you all so much for being with us today and for all the performances over the last few years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
And David Joseph, as always, thank you so much as well.
Thanks for having us again, Aaron, and thank you to these young people and to Henry for giving us some really great years, but it's not over yet. We've got tour.
And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website for more information on the School of Rock. Tour is going to start in a couple days. The final show is going to be at Local 506 next weekend, Saturday the 15th. All-star show at Cat's Cradle Backroom on Thursday the 27th. Summer camp still ongoing with a couple of spots left, and fall season is just around the corner. You can get information about all of that and more at chapelhill.schoolofrock.com.